Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's growing international support for those protesting in Iran. John Clemens reports.
Boris Johnson, the Foreign Secretary of Great Britain, said these are important issues the protesters are raising, and we're looking for the Iranian authorities to permit this. American Ambassador Nikki Haley to the UN added her support to the reformers, saying the deadly protests were spontaneous and not created by Western governments.
The demonstrations are completely spontaneous. They are virtually in every city in Iran. This is the precise picture of a long-oppressed people rising up against their dictators.
I'm John Clemens.
Also on Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained the protesters' situation.
Years of mismanagement, corruption, and foreign adventurism have eroded the Iranian people's trust in their leaders.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great, and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
The Twitter account of Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney was amended yesterday to list Utah instead of Massachusetts as his location. The change appears to confirm media reports suggesting Romney is considering a run for the Senate seat occupied by GOP Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah. Hatch, who is 83 and the Senate's longest-serving member, announced Tuesday that he will retire when his term expires in January 2019. Thomas S. Monson, the 16th president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, died at the age of 90 in his home in Salt Lake City, Utah. Monson, who was president of the church for 10 years beginning in 2008, began his career as a church bishop at the age of 22 and became the youngest ever church apostle at the age of 36. He was considered a prophet, seer, and revelator by the nearly 16 million members of the church. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A patrol officer in Texas is lucky to be alive after he slipped and fell and was almost run over by a sliding vehicle. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Officer Jonathan Kramer explains how he was able to avoid the car.
Car was coming. I was just trying not to fall and try to stay away from the traffic that was in the lane to my right, but far enough away from that vehicle.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
At least 48 people died on Tuesday when a bus plunged 330 feet off a cliff on a beach in Peru north of the capital, according to local officials. The bus was carrying 57 passengers when it crashed along a stretch of road called Curva del Diablo, meaning the Devil's Bend, on the Pan-American Highway. South Korean officials call the overture of high-level talks with the North a groundbreaking chance to improve relations. John Clemens reports.
Those talks would center on the two countries getting together to hold high-level discussions at the DMZ next week on first the North taking part in the Winter Olympics in the South, then easing military tensions on the Korean Peninsula. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley to the U.N. said, despite the possibility of the talks, Washington's opinion of Pyongyang has not changed.
We consider this to be a very reckless regime. We don't think we need a Band-Aid, and we don't think we need to smile and take a picture. We think that we need to have them stop nuclear weapons, and they need to stop it now.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, in this busy world, it's hard to stay happy and stay healthy, and sometimes it really is a lot of work. And later this hour, we're going to have a special guest with us, Yumi Sakagawa, and she's the author of a new book, The Little Book of Life Hacks. You know, I got to tell you, this is such a cute book. I can't wait to have her on. She's actually a cartoon artist.
Really?
Yeah, and wow. She did this book, and she illustrates all these little tips. So it's more like just kind of reading a comic strip, but it's really good because it helps you remember them. So it's going to be fun to have her on. So before she comes on, I thought we'd kind of start with just talking about tips in our own daily lives, things that we do to make life a little easier. Maybe the listeners can take up on some of the tips that we have.
Great. So how do you get enough sleep?
Oh, that's a good one. Man, this actually stemmed from a guest we had on about 2 years ago who said, if you're having trouble getting to sleep, you need to eat a half of a banana and a tablespoon of peanut butter, and it'll keep you from getting up hungry. And it's something about that combination. And, you know, ever since I started the whole banana and peanut butter, not more than a tablespoon, right? Because then you got too much going on. But it works because you don't wake up hungry. You sleep all night. I don't know if it's the protein and then just, you know, a little bit of natural sugar in that banana or the potassium in the banana. I bet it's the potassium in the banana.
Yeah.
But that's how I get enough sleep.
Well, I think the other things are to be active, to get enough exercise. You don't want to exercise immediately before bed, but if you're active a little earlier in the evening, you're going to have a good sleep. The other thing, of course, with our patients, we tell them to try and avoid screens because if you watch too much TV, if you're on your phone too much, the blue light from some of those devices can keep you awake.
Yeah, because it actually tricks your body to thinking it's daylight, so you don't make the melatonin that you need to get to sleep or stay asleep and get in that real good REM sleep.
Right. For women who are postmenopausal, they have to have adequate hormones. Without adequate hormones, they're going to have terrible insomnia for a variety of reasons. So that's another thing. And, of course, at any age, you can have sleep apnea with or without snoring. And in that case, you could be unconscious in bed for 10 hours, but not get a refreshing sleep, not able to cleanse your brain. And
like you say, you're going to be unconscious in bed. You could just say you're sleeping, but not really sleeping well.
But you're not really sleeping. You're unconscious, but not really going through the four phases of normal sleep. So,
and you know what we did on another, we talked about this, I guess, on a couple of other shows, where if you don't get into that really good REM sleep, your brain doesn't wash itself. We now know through functional MRI that when you go to sleep and you are sleeping really good in that deep sleep, your brain actually flushes out all the toxins and all the things that cause things like dementia and Alzheimer's and you name it.
Another topic is managing our time.
Oh, man. Well, don't ask me. I mean, as soon as you figure it out, you let me know. That's a tough one for me.
Well, I had a couple in this morning, and they're both saying that how they both work, 10 hours a day, and they come home, they're too tired to be active. They just sort of slouch on the couch.
Slouch on the couch.
Slouch on the couch. You like that, huh?
I like that.
And I said to them, it's a matter of taking control of your life. They don't have to work 10 hours a day. They don't have to sit hours on end. Even if they have a sitting job, which in their case, they're computer programmers, you can get up every 10, 15 minutes, stretch, walk around a little bit, go to the bathroom, take a little break. You don't have to just sit there nonstop, because sitting nonstop definitely contributes to cardiovascular disease. We also talked about...
sitting's the new smoking.
Right. We also talked about stand-up desks, you know, where you stand up, and there you can burn more calories. So, you know,
managing... I ran into Veridesk. You know, they were the first ones to do it. Now you got all these knockoffs, right? But Veridesk has done a great job in the workplace. A lot of companies do these corporate contracts and put these desks in where you can stand, sit, whatever.
Right. So managing your time is just a matter of willpower. You can definitely manage your time better.
What about the happily married? What's your tips for happily married?
You first.
Oh, danger, danger, Will Robinson. Maybe we'll throw that one to Dr. Anderson.
Hey, Mark, what's the key for a happy marriage?
Chapter 7, is it?
Eight. Chapter 8.
Chapter 8 in our book.
Yeah.
Chapter 8 is always the sex chapter in every book we have.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, I would say it's really spending time together. You know, turn off your phone.
Chapter 8.
Yeah. That's true.
You can text and do that at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
Not in our house.
Right. So pretty much everything has to get turned off, right?
That's right.
That's right.
So we met your criteria.
Yeah.
Any other criteria?
Go. Okay. Okay. Let's give it the test. You have to be communicating.
Oh, yeah.
I think you have to be invested in each other.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're going out with the boys for a long weekend trip somewhere, that's not a really great idea for a good marriage.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I'm glad you don't do that. I know some guys do, but.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't throw the men under the bus. I know some women that go out on these girl trips, and I'm like, what? You did what? Did you do that like when you're 20? Why are you doing that now?
Exactly. Well, they're watching these movies about bad moms, you know, saying horrible things. Another tip for a good quality of life, you need some me time. You do need some time alone, not a long weekend, but at least a few minutes where you can just sort of cogitate on
how do you get
whatever.
Your me time?
What?
How do you get your me time?
Well, I just sort of, you know, sit apart and drift off and just meditate or do nothing. There's a lot of evidence that absolutely doing nothing for a little period of time is a very healthy thing. You sort of clear your brain of all the stress-inducing activities you might be on.
But they say that only men have an empty box. Women can't go to an empty box. It does not exist in our brain.
Oh, I don't know.
You just need to learn how to find it.
Yeah. Find your masculine side.
Well, this is the, you know, we hear talks all the time about, you know, quote, mindfulness.
Right.
I mean, and that's kind of it. I mean, prayer, meditation, mindfulness, whatever.
You do one thing, Walter, I think is really good. You'll say, I'm taking a time out. I'm going to lay on the couch for 15 minutes. There, you said, don't bug me. Here's where I'll be, and I know, you know. So it's then I'm not going to come to you. Well, of course, after 15 minutes, I might. Hey, honey.
And Buttercup respects that when he says it.
Oh, Buttercup, the dog. you know, he's been bored. He was boarded for 24 hours, and that was like the best night.
It was.
We slept all night.
Yeah.
Can we just like get a? They need to have doggy nursing homes for elderly dogs.
What a great idea!
Yeah.
Called the garage.
All right, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. Tommy finds something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. Now, I'm not really shocked about this because there's been past research on this, but they really haven't honed it in the way that Catherine Fitzgerald over at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine did. So they took a closer look at the effects of a healthy diet on people who suffer from MS, and they looked at just under 7,000 patients. And what they found were those people that had a healthy diet were 20% less likely to have more severe physical disability than those with a poor diet. And when you add in other stuff like, hey, don't smoke and don't drink and get enough exercise, those numbers just really climb. And the healthy lifestyle people actually became 50% less likely to have depression, which we know goes right along with MS, and 30% less likely to have severe fatigue, which goes with MS, and 40% less likely to have pain. So what does this tell us? I mean, it's all like basic stuff, which always get back to the basics, right?
That's right. Eat less, move more.
Eat less, move more, eat the right stuff when you do eat.
Yeah.
And I loved this because we did a show on MS. And if you haven't, if you have MS or someone in your family suffers from MS, you can always download the podcast. Staying Young Show 2.0 is when the show, after it's aired on all our lovely stations, it goes to the podcast, and you can catch it so and forward it on. But, yeah, lots of great stuff. We had a show all dedicated to MS in the past. But don't forget, follow us online at stayyoungamerica.com and follow us on Twitter at stayyoungmedia. And when we come back, we're going to have Yumi Sakagawa and her new book, The Little Book of Life Hacks.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, don't forget, you can download this show if you want to share with a friend under Staying Young Show 2.0. But also, you can find on the podcast some Stay Young Medical Minutes. So if you just want a little tip a day to stay young and stay healthy, you can always find them there. And coming up here in a minute, we've got our special guest, Ayumi Sakagawa, and she has a new book, The Little Book of Life Hacks. And I love this book. It's How to Make Your Life Happier, Healthier, and More Beautiful. And we're going to do an interview with her coming up.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, today's Immortal Minute, we're going back and looking at some of the memory changes. So a new study shows that when one is sleep-deprived, that one forgets. Well, there's no surprise in that, but the research clarified this, how sleep deprivation affects the memory making in the brain. And they showed that after mice had learned a task, if you sleep deprive them and sleep deprive them of the rhythmic, you know, awake sleep cycles that would should be in a normal sleep cycle, that they basically forgot the task. Okay, this is great and interesting, but my thought on this was, is how might this play a role in some of our seniors who think they may have, you know, cognitive deficits? They obviously, when we test them and screen them, they don't really have cognitive deficits. They're not demented. They don't have Alzheimer's. But, you know, they can't learn as well. So even when they're shown the task and they have sleep abnormalities for many times, many reasons, and they're not basically imprinting. And so they don't remember how to do it. And
you should write
come
a paper
back.
On that, Dr. Anderson. That's a really good thought.
That would involve effort.
Well, that's a good Immortal Minute. All right. So we have Ayumi Sakagawa. She is the author of the book, The Little Book of Life Hacks, How to Make Your Life Happier, Healthier, and More Beautiful. So Ayumi, I am so excited to have you on the show. I've seen some other interviews you've done, and you just have such good energy.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here talking to you.
So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, so I've been drawing and reading my whole life, and it wasn't until after I graduated from UCLA with an art background that I was working abroad in Japan, and through a series of mental health difficulties I was going through, I just so happened to come across meditation and mindfulness practice, and from there, I started incorporating meditation and mindfulness into my comics and artwork, and that was about 9 years ago, and ever since, I still do love to incorporate mindfulness, meditation practice, and just this idea of feeling one with the universe and feeling cosmic magic through my art in a way that is accessible and fun.
So what inspired you to write this book?
Well, with the Little Book of Life Hacks, it started because I was creating a series of illustrated blog posts for this website called wonderhowto.com, and I created maybe about 3 or 4 years worth of material, and so once
That's
all that
book.
Material was accumulated, it just made sense to turn it into a book.
You know, there's so many great things in the book, and they really span, like, I don't know, so many very different ideas and very different topics. So just like one that comes to mind that I thought, man, we all have this issue because we're staring at our screens and we're working too long hours and all this. And that's this dark circle thing. So let's talk about some of your tips for getting rid of dark circles under the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Some of them is to put some cold spoons in a refrigerator overnight so that in the next morning you could place the spoon part under your eyes to create this cooling sensation to take away the dark circles. Another tip is to wrap a bag of frozen peas with a towel and place the whole thing over your eye area
So it's the coolness, I guess, that helps get rid of the dark
circles.
Yes,
the coolness, definitely.
That would have worked for puffiness, right?
I thought it was the tea bags. I thought it was caffeine.
Oh, right, the tea bags, too. That's
yeah, she's got that. Favorite.
Or I see the ladies going to Starbucks asking for the coffee grounds, you know, and it's like, covered. I know what you're using. Oh, they're for my plants. Yeah, right.
Right. They're slathering their body in it. So does it matter what kind of tea? Is it like green tea? What kind of tea? Does it matter?
I've heard various sources. I heard green tea, and I feel like green tea and black tea are probably the two tea colors that I hear the most.
Except black tea, wouldn't that stain you dark, I would think.
So maybe the green tea.
All right. So this one I thought was really weird, and that was – this was in, you have like a whole section about how to whiten your teeth, right? And there's some really good tips. And you can go on beyond what I'm going to mention. But I don't understand why you would rub a banana peel on your teeth every day before you brush them. What's the point of that? And is it the outside or the inside of the banana peel?
It would be the inside of the banana peel. And I'm not too clear on the science of it, but it's something to do with the chemical that is found there that helps create this whitening effect.
And it works?
I haven't tried it myself, but I've heard various testimonies of people who seem to enjoy the effects of it. For myself personally, I have used the baking soda tip, and I found that to work really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I've done the baking soda is good too, because it like, you know, gets rid of bad breath and all that other stuff as well. So
and it does everything.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you have one, I think this is a really good, you have one chapter about how to get rid of sweat stains on your shirt. So.
Oh, right.
I was like, boy, this is like, could happen to anybody, right? And you don't want to ruin a really good shirt.
Right. Absolutely. And I just love that with the general spirit of the book is that there is a solution for everything. And that solution is white vinegar or lemon juice.
Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, you have an entire section devoted to vinegar in your house, like cleaning vinegar.
I love white vinegar so much. I always have a big jar of white vinegar under my kitchen sink. It's probably my favorite go-to ingredient for DIY house cleaning.
So does your house smell like vinegar?
No, it doesn't. And also vinegar, which I didn't use in the book, is that you can use a bowl of white vinegar in a freshly painted room overnight to get rid of paint smells. So there's
oh, that's a really
vinegar.
Good tip.
Thank you. So there's something about white vinegar where even though vinegar itself has that vinegary smell, when you use it as a cleaning agent, you don't have this lingering vinegar smell. So your house does not smell like a bag of salt and vinegar chips.
And then you don't get sick from all the chemicals of, you know, a lot of the cleaners now. Yeah, they clean great, but they also make you sick.
Right.
So was this a green movement for you? Like why you move away from commercial cleaners?
I feel like initially it was cheaper.
Yeah, save money, right?
But from there, it just was so wonderful that the cheaper solution was also the greener solution. I do love using natural non-chemical products as much as possible. So it's just a win-win that it is cheaper and it's also better for the environment.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about all the things in your pantry that can help you with dry skin. Speaking of cheap, but it works, that's where we're going next with our special guest, Yumi. And Yumi, I love your book, Little Book of Life Hacks. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News.
And even though it may warm up some bit in the afternoon into the evening drive time, there could be very severe weather, a lot of moisture, very cold, which could create ice on bridges, ice on roads. There's also a possibility of snow.
Jacksonville, Florida Mayor Lenny Curry urging folks to stay off the roads as it may warm up this afternoon, but once temperatures hit below freezing once again, it will cool off and ice will be a possibility again on the roads. At least 11 people are dead from the cold, and the East Coast is bracing for more snow. And Democrats Doug Jones and Tina Smith were officially sworn in as U.S. senators today. As we recall, Doug Jones won the seat that was held by Republican Jeff Sessions, now Attorney General, and Smith replaces Democratic Senator Al Franken from Minnesota, who resigned due to sexual misconduct allegations. This means Republicans hold a majority of 51-49 in the U.S. Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, we're visiting with Yumi Sakagawa and her latest book, A Little Book of Life Hacks, How to Make Your Life Happier, Healthier, and More Beautiful. Now, all right, some of these are awesome, and a lot of these are for women. I like you have this one chapter in, like, all the ways you can tie a scarf, which is good because most people buy these scarves, they don't know what to do with it. But
right. But
let's talk about the facial that you can just have out of your kitchen, because this is good for both men and women because this helps your face look younger.
I actually used to do this a lot in middle school, where I just loved finding recipes for DIY facials, whether it was plain yogurt or mashed up bananas. And the beauty of these DIY facials is that you could really mix and match ingredients and customize it to however simple or more complex you want these recipes to be. And no matter what you choose, you're going to end up with a beautiful, glowing complexion.
Well, one thing you said about the yogurt in the book, and I thought this is really important, you know, you can't get like the fruit at the bottom, 50 ingredient yogurt. It needs to be plain yogurt. And I don't know if you mentioned Greek or not Greek yogurt, but Greek's a little thicker, might be easier to stay on. But you know what's interesting about the yogurt? I don't know if you read this recently, but there's been a lot coming out about the microbiome on the face, that most of the things that live on us, we need these things, right? They're like little critters that live on our bodies. They live in your eyebrows. Did you know that? They live in your eyebrows?
No, I didn't. Oh, my goodness.
So people.
Is that why you shave your eyebrows?
I don't. But I was going to say the people that do and then go back and pencil them in actually can come up with health hazards because they have taken away a little forest where they're.
Bushy eyebrows
yes,
mean that I have a really
crawling.
Good, they're just crawling. They're almost like mites. You can see them up there.
All right. So you do something about, you have a little chapter in there about tackling all the cords. I hate cords. I hate the cords that go, you know, from the computer and then the printer and all these cords. They're just everywhere. So tell our listeners some ways they can organize those cords.
Well, one solution I absolutely love is that you thread all the cords through a box. And so instead of it crawling all over the place, they're all sort of bunched together, and you could cut holes in a box, or you could buy a pre-made box that sort of hides this jumbled mess of cords, and you could decorate the box however you like. And so that creates this pretty little ornament that hides this jumble of black and white cords. And another simple way to label them and to keep them from getting confusing is that you can use washi tape or those tags that you find on bread bags, those little plastic squares, and use those as labels so that...
Oh, that's a great idea. You save the little bread things, and then you can just Sharpie on them.
Exactly.
And then you stick it over the cord so you know what the cord goes to. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Or you could just see what the two ends are connected to, and that would answer that question.
I know, but sometimes there's too many cords, and they just get tangled.
This is called, you're making a problem out of nothing. It's like,
no.
Look what it's connected to. I'm looking at our soundboard in here. I can probably tell you what all these cords go to.
I just welcome any excuse to use washi tape, even if it isn't completely necessary.
Okay, so we are called the Staying Young Show, and we really try to stay focused on health. One chapter you have in there, which I found absolutely fascinating, was the 12th plant chapter. So can we go over some of these plants and why they're so important?
Oh, yeah. So basically, a while back, NASA, they did a study for what plants has the most potent air purifying qualities. And so I think what's on that particular section is a sampling of house plants that you can have in your home, which purifies your indoor living space of unhealthy chemicals, whether they come from paint or whatever else toxic chemicals that come from the building of the home itself. Or,
well, a lot of people don't know that there's a thing called sick home syndrome, and we see this a lot at office places too, because they, especially in offices, because they use glue down carpet, and so the glue that they use actually puts off chemicals and things, and the plants, having plants in the office will help absorb a lot of that formaldehyde and such.
Oh, that's not surprising. And so some of my favorites are aloe vera and the snake plant. I have a couple of them in my home. And the other plus is that plants just make your home look nice, whether it's a home or an office space. I think there's just something really soothing and calming about plants. So it's good for your mental health, too.
I wonder, I'm going to ask the doctors this. Do you think people, patients, like, do you ever tell patients that have, like, COPD or different issues with asthma, maybe, that they should have different house plants?
You know, it's just never occurred to me, but it sounds like a great idea.
It often counsel about getting rid of irritants within the house.
Yeah.
You know, beyond obvious like smoke and things like that, and changing their air filters a little more often, or getting better, higher quality air purifiers, things like that, to cut down on the irritants. So,
but look, so now you can just tell
them. As we're talking about this, I'm thinking back, you know, my grandmother used to keep all kinds of potted plants in the house. I mean, she was always caring for them, repotting them. You know, she had a virtual garden going on inside the house. I don't know that it made her house any healthier, you know, but.
Well, I wonder why people have moved away from plants. Is it just because we're in this, like, I don't know, instantaneous society?
Our houses are so toxic, it kills them.
And kills the plants. I can't keep a plant alive.
I can't keep the plants alive because it's in such a toxic environment. I know. I'll get fake plants with more plastic. That's what's in my house anyway.
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of people have fake plants. You know, feng shui, you're not supposed to have fake plants. But I even have a
really plan. That's so interesting. I feel like among my circle of friends, people are buying more and more plants. I just happen to have a few plant obsessed.
It's because they're reading your book. All your friends are like, oh my gosh, I have to get this plant. Like, well, the health benefits of having this plant in my house. Now, I mean, I got to tell the listeners, you got to pick up this book because Yumi's book, The Little Book of Life Hacks, has 12 plants. And each one of these plants, it has an illustrated picture of what the plant looks like. But then it lists what the plant does. And honestly, I think that was my favorite part of the book.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So you do have other things in there, like memory stuff, like remembering people's names. You got some tips on that.
Right. I feel like I need this a lot because I do, as an author, I do meet quite a few people, and I do unfortunately forget people's names and faces easily. And so some of my favorite, I think my favorite tip actually is that when you meet somebody with a common name, you just imagine that person hanging out with other people in your life who have that name. So, for example, if you have just met a person named Christopher, then you imagine this man named Christopher hanging out with all the other Chris and Christophers of your past life you've met before. So you have this association, this visual and emotional association of this name with other people with that name. And I think another favorite tip is to really imagine that person's name spelled out in your head. So you have the auditory reference when the person tells you his or her name, but then you also have the visual reference in your head, just imagining that person's head typed really big across your mental landscape. So that the name just really sinks in.
You know, I think we had the brain guy on once, and he actually was talking about something similar. So, yeah, these are good tips. And who doesn't need a tip on how to remember people's names? Because sometimes it can be tough. You know, Yumi, you've been a great interview. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Pick up Yumi's book, The Little Book of Life Hacks. We'll also tweet it out. Follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. We'll be right back. And we've got Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, don't forget, the end of every single show, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And that number again, it's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. So good luck on that. And don't forget also to follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media, where you can find Stay Young Medical Minutes and copies of the show.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, straight out of New York City, we have Tracy. And Tracy loves to write children's books, and she also is a real advocate for reading together as a family. Tracy, thanks for coming on the Staying Young show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so just a reminder how this works. Doctor's going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you some questions. We don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have some fun. You're going to be playing for prizes, like I said, out of the Stay Young vitamin line, some age support multivitamin, and if you're really, really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. And I got to tell you, that stuff is, I think it's miracle stuff. It's miracle cream. If you, it is, I'm telling you, if you want to get rid of.
I'm telling you, I could use miracle. Great.
Well, then you got to do really good. Okay. And for our listeners, you can always go to StayYoungAmerica.com and pick these things up. But for Tracy today, she might just win them. Who's going to go first?
All right. First question. How many internal organs do we have? 5, 12, 22.
I'm just going to guess 22.
That's correct.
Yes.
You should have been able to list off at least five. Yeah, heart, lungs.
Yeah, I would have actually, I would have thought it was a lot more, but good to know it's 22.
Well, good. That was a good guess.
Our next question is about left-handed people.
Are you right or left, Tracy?
I'm a righty, but my husband's a lefty.
Okay, so you're a little familiar with lefties.
Three of our last four presidents were left-handed, but what percent of the population is left-handed? What percent of the population is left-handed?
Oh, this
isn't a multiple. She's waiting for multiple choice. No, you got to guess.
You mean I have to guess a percentage?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. No Googling
I
now.
Mean, that's like a 1 out of 100 chance of getting it right.
Yeah, but you could probably figure it out. Think of like your grade school, like how many in your class. You could probably
figure it out. I'm gonna guess. Let's say, 10%.
That is exactly correct.
See, my answer
no.
since you mentioned presidents, I was going to say, well, it's the same percentage as sexual predators. Apparently.
Oh my gosh! No, he didn't just go there.
Okay.
I can't believe you just got that like on the spot, on the dot. Great. Man, very good.
I was trying to dissuade you with the three out of four.
I'm surprised.
All right. Which finger is the most sensitive? And we mean most sensitive to you, not the person that's viewing it.
I'm going to say, is it the pinky?
No, we can cut that pinky off. You don't even need it for anything. It doesn't add to your grip strength or anything. It's your index finger.
Which is why when they draw your blood, they use their index finger to palpate to find your vein.
Oh, because it has the best blood flow?
Well, the best
no, because sense. You can just sense things easier with that finger. Yeah. You get more sense receptors.
Next one. Next question. Okay. The next question, the body is divided into 11 systems. 11. Name two of those systems. Name two of
the systems. Definitely the circulatory.
Yes.
And let's go with the pulmonary.
Yes. Very good.
Nice.
The others are immune, skeletal, digestive, excretory, urinary, muscular, endocrine, nervous, and reproductive.
It's only taken 30 years to get him to pronounce it skeletal rather than
skeletal.
That was just for you.
There was a pause. He was going to say skeletal.
I know. When he paused, I was like, he's thinking about it. All right. Number five. In addition to the respiratory system, the lungs fall into which other system? The immune system, the excretory system, or the circulatory system? Lungs are part of the respiratory.
I'm going to guess the circulatory.
Part of the excretory.
That's why you cough stuff up.
Cough up a liter of mucus every day. Most of it you swallow.
Oh, gross.
Imagine a liter bottle full of loogies.
Oh, you're disgusting.
We can't have a show without gross stuff in it.
All right. Well, here's what
tell her what she won.
We're going to send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. I know. I said you had to get them all right, but we like you. So you're going to get that. And then we'll send you out some age support multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line. For our listeners, you can always find these at stayyoungamerica.com. But for Tracy, we're going to send it out to you. Thanks for playing, Tracy.
And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And if you're listening to the show and you want to come on and play with us, remember, we don't expect you to get it right. You can't be a doctor, you can't be a nurse, but everybody else is fair game. Call us at 844-WELL-100. Let us know you want to come on and play with us, and we'll have you on the show and see how good you are at this. All right, so we didn't get to this one thing that was on this tip thing I really wanted to go over with you, Amy. But and you remember, we brought this up on the show a while back, but I noticed it was in her book again, the color therapy for appetite. So if you eat off of blue plates or paint your kitchen blue, you're less likely to be hungry.
Right, and if you have a yellow plate, you'll eat more.
Yeah, or red. And so, let's see, yellow and red. There's a very well-known fast food chain that's their colors. I wonder if they knew this.
Oh, I think they do. I mean, I think these companies research the heck out of colors, and that's why, you know, they have the colors they do. Certain famous sodas have red all over their can.
So you drink more.
So you drink more. Absolutely.
Well, more visible on the shelf, too. Yeah.
More visible
on the
shelf.
You never see a blue. Well, there was a blue. That's right. There was a blue. You know, this is interesting. I was just thinking about all the old Pepsi Coke challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they did this forever, and especially in the 70s and 80s, where people would test which one they liked better. And when they would be blind, they would choose Pepsi. But if they had to look at the bottle, they'd always choose Coke.
Yeah. So the red, I mean, there's a whole industry on deciding colors for food and advertising. It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. or go to smartnewyou.com.
You know what? I talked to Charlie the other day, and he said that our listeners, like if they just even think they might have sleep apnea and they need a consultation, that they can call him and talk to him about their issues and see if this is maybe something that, that he should tackle with them. Again, that number is 214-524-6333.
Here's this week's riddle. You're down to your last good ping pong ball, and it falls into a narrow metal pipe embedded in concrete 1 foot deep. How can you get it out if all you have is your tennis paddle, your shoelaces, and your plastic water bottle, which does not fit into the pipe? Again, how do you get your ping pong ball out of this pipe if all you have is a tennis paddle, your shoelaces, and your plastic water bottle? Send in your answers.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to stayyoungamerica.com, or you can call us at 844-WELL-100. That's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. If you get the answer right, so you got to give us the correct answer, your name, your address, give us your phone number in case you don't understand it. We're not going to, like, add you to any mailing list or anything. We're simply going to send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, if you get it right.
That's it for today's episode of The Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are